Previously on No Reserves Radio.
Oh my God, Angelo, come on. have some self-respect. The Eagles can't hurt you if you don't constantly pander to them.
Here's the biggest indictment of Dame that I can say. Dame has been so like off this year that Ren went on live air and said Jalen Brunson deserved an all-star start over him.
You are now Angelo DiDeLulo.
Do you think it is possible that the management of the Memphis Grizzlies are just buying into the reckless youth movement and they got rid of the one person in the locker room that probably was telling Ja to knock it off?
Because he's taken advantage of me multiple times when I was younger. That sounded bad. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you're correct in that assessment.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of No Reserves Radio. I'm your host, Angelo. With me, as always, is Alex. And Alex, it's been a week, man. It's been a week.
How's it going, guys? Are you, Angelo? Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, what a week, right? Yeah, I'm also tired. This episode, so people are going to be like, what is this episode that is dropping like 2 hours prior to Thursday Night Football? So, fun fact, we should have had recorded on Monday. Wasn't possible. Yeah, because of me, I was tired as fuck, getting off of work. Then on Tuesday...
I stayed later.
No, I think you stayed later yesterday, right?
Tuesday,
I had to call a small audible and move the episode to Wednesday. And then Wednesday, Angelo ran a bit late. So we were recording this, 3 hours prior to Thursday Night Football? Just so you guys can have the picks. This is going to be a weird week in general, right? So what is the schedule for this week? Tell us, Angelo.
The schedule for this week is you are going to be listening to this literally like probably an hour before Monday Night Football. This will just have the picks. Or Thursday Night Football, yeah, sorry. This will just have the picks. I'm not sure if we're recording basketball or not. If we are not recording basketball, we will have because a lot of bombshells drop, but we will have discussions on things like Drake May starting, the Bengals game, everything. All our discussions will be on the Sunday episode, or if not Sunday, would you think it would be better to release on Saturday or Monday?
I would say Saturday.
Saturday? Okay, so you're either going to be listening to the next episode on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
So it's going to be, we thought about having a bit of a discussion here about last week's headlines, basically, and this episode, but just like it would be too much to cram in. And we think
it would be such a long episode, dude.
There's going to be a whole lot of things that we want to talk about. And yeah, tomorrow we'll both be a bit more rested and we will have like
you
2 hours to talk
about
this.
You guys deserve our opinions, especially on Alex being wrong.
And Alex having an issue with Robert Saleh getting fired, the way that at least. So I'm going to have opinions about a whole lot of things. I'm going to have opinions about the miserable San Francisco 49ers and who they remind me of. I'm going to have opinions about...
the Cincinnati Bengals this year?
No, it drew... I'll give a bit of a spoiler.
We'll save it. Okay,
so no spoiler. But it's about a coach from last year that I don't like. I'll just leave it at that. Opinions about
the Bengals are coming back, by the way.
Maybe not, but because maybe we can talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, but is there a coach that lives off more of that one Super Bowl run than your coach, Zach Taylor? We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how stupid the Bills coaching staff is in general, because like I have opinions about that as well. So a lot of things that we're going to talk tomorrow that you'll be listening to on Saturday or Sunday, so stay tuned for that. But today we're just going to do the picks because we wanted this out there prior to the game starting, just so everyone is following along as well, and we wanted to give you an update on our picks. So the picks, right? This is what we're here for. For the minerals, I'll start with this a bit better. Only one person got one mineral pick right, and it was Angelo. He got the Houston pick. That was his bronze pick. He got
Damn
a W.
Straight.
That was the only one. That brings the overall record on the season to 2-3 on the bronze picks for Angelo, 1-4 on silver, 1-4 on gold. And for me, I have a 3-2 record on bronze. I have a 3-2 record on bronze, a 2-3 record on silver, and a 1-4 record on gold. So we're gold picks, or just like kind of trash. so we're not the best at the gold picks. That's a fun one. As for the results in general, Angelo had an okay-ish week in terms of like versus me. He once again got one more win than I did. So that's 5 weeks in a row in which he just got one pick over me. So he went 6.
He's going against Alex and you just keep winning. That's
yeah. Yeah, apparently that's the result. So we had four teams on bye, so that means we had 14 games. 14 games, Angelo went 6-8. I went 5-9. So
I am not getting my 60% that I like to hold myself to. And
no, because the overall record so far that we have, I am at 32-46, which far from where I wanted to be as well. That's not a good result. And for Angelo, he is 37-41. So he's close to 50% in general. Yeah. But I mean, you're at like 47%, if I'm not mistaken, if Matt serves me right.
Bad for me. That is not what I hold myself. Maybe this is acceptable for losers like you, but that is not an acceptable result for me, even if I have beaten you.
I am at 41% right now, so. Okay. So, recap is done. We're jumping to the picks right now. A lot of things to talk about. We have how many teams on bye? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We have, once again, four teams on bye.
Minnesota's on bye, so that's usually one of my instant losses. So
yeah, Minnesota's on bye. Who else is on bye? Looking at it. Good question. Philly. Who's on bye? Philly just came off the bye. I'm trying to get like my it's the Vikings, it's Miami, it's the Rams, and it is the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's the four buys that we have here. So the picks. Thursday night football. The San Francisco 49ers at my Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are 2.5 point underdogs right now.
Alex has not predicted a Thursday night football game, right? Just FYI, folks. Just giving you that heads up.
Why? Oh, I've not? Damn, you have the stats here and there. Okay. I see you. You have the stats. And it's true, guys. I have not gotten a single Thursday night football game right so far.
So I don't care who you pick. I'm going the opposite. It doesn't matter who you pick. You could pick San Francisco, and I would go Seattle right now. Just a heads up. You have both of our picks in the palm of your hand.
I was kind of surprised that we didn't do better versus the Giants. But at the same time, I think like the final score is kind of misleading. Because there were plays in there that if they had gone a tad different, we probably win that game. I'm remembering like the DK Metcalf fumble that happened. I'm remembering a touchdown on Tyler Lockett that wasn't called. I see, for example, the end result, we lost like by 9 or 10 points, and we lost by 9, and that had a block field goal that was returned for a touchdown as well. So I was fairly certain that we were maybe able to try and tie that game, but apparently not. It also was a penalty on the Giants on that last play. So we got robbed there. The NFL is rigged. We all know that. They wanted the Giants to win, the G-Man. All of that said, I'm going with the Seahawks plus 2.5. I feel like this Niners team is really not that good. They've been blowing leads left and right. By the way, I might have not gotten a whole lot of things right last week. But one thing here that I said was, that Niners versus Arizona Cardinals game was going to go exactly like the Rams game. And it was to a T. Like, they played the game. They were up most of the game. The Cardinals never really gave up. And then in the end, like, they couldn't really make a stop on defense because their defense isn't playing all that great. They're making mistakes on offense. And in the end, they lost the game, much like they did versus the Rams. So the game went the same way. I don't trust this Niners team. I feel like the defense is iffy. I feel like the offense isn't really clicking at this moment. So I'm going to go with the Seahawks plus 2.5.
Okay. Then I have the 49ers.
All right. Jolly old London next. For you.
Jaguars versus Bears. Bears are favored by 1.5 points. I'm pretty sure this basically takes into account that this is a home game for Jacksonville. And you know what? I'm not going against tradition. Give me Jacksonville at home against the Bears.
So something that you should probably know, as far as I know, and at least like earlier today I saw this, the Jags still weren't traveling to London yet because they didn't travel. For example, the Bears, if I'm not mistaken, they traveled to London on Monday. And they gave Tuesday off to the players. Yeah. And the Jags just ignored the tornado. So now they're stuck in the U.S. They haven't gone to the U.K. yet. I feel like this is going to be a clusterfuck. Plus, if there's one thing that Caleb does right, is play when the opposing team isn't really creating pressure. And if I'm not mistaken, the Jags are bottom three in the league in terms of pressure rates. So I'm just going to go with Caleb, man. Caleb has been looking good recently. But the competition... but I mean, the competition hasn't been great for him, but the Jags are still very shitty. They almost lost that game to the Colts, and they were up like 2 or 3 touchdowns entering the fourth quarter, which is insane. So, gonna go with the Chicago Bears here. Caleb has been doing fine. I like them. Give me the Bears. -1.5. The Washington Commanders, the best team in the NFC East, and... this is a wild thing here, but it's Jaden Daniels, the MVP right now. Just throwing it out there. Just so we know what we're talking about. Like, the competition is so low this year. It's basically like it's Sam Darnold or Jaden Daniels at this point. So maybe the leading candidate for an MVP season, Jaden Daniels, and Rookie of the Year, is at Baltimore. Baltimore are 6.5-point favorites. The Baltimore beat your Bengals. I do not understand this line whatsoever. I feel like this is the game in which the other shoe drops to the Washington Commanders. I don't think I've seen a team that 4-1 go to a team who, like, is 3-2, but could easily be, like, 2-3 or even 1-4 based on the results that they had. And they are 6.5-point underdogs. Like, I'm just going to go with the Commanders, but I feel like this one will go terribly.
Yeah, I can't even disagree with that one. I don't understand the line.
It's like kind of weird.
Like, the Ravens and the Bengals went to overtime. The Commanders beat the Bengals. This should be a closer line. This should not be flirting with a 7-point line. It just should not be.
I don't understand this, man. I'm going to check if, like, the actual line is still the same or not.
There's no way it is. No way.
This closed on Tuesday again. So we're going to check it here. Let me check. What odds do we still have? Okay, so for example, like, the Niners changed quite a bit. As for this game, I'm looking at Odds Trader here. And the Washington Commanders, I kid you not, it is still the same line. Actually, in some places, you can actually get a 7. Like Bet Rivers, for example. God. You can get a +7.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, kind of nuts. Like, DraftKings, you can get a +7. And it's +6.5 in most places.
I wouldn't be shocked if it closes on Sunday at 7, because I'm starting to see a few places like Bet365, for example, which is +6.5 and it's +100. So it's even odds. It's getting juiced.
Crazy. All right. Yeah. So I'm next. Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay.
What side did you take? I didn't get it.
Washington. I couldn't disagree with you.
Okay.
Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay Packers. Green Bay is favored by 5.5 points. I do not have enough respect for the Arizona Cardinals, and I think this is a touchdown game in favor of Green Bay.
I feel like that's probably correct. I like the Packers here. I like it much more at the current line. So I'm seeing a few 4.5s here, especially in, like, on FanDuel, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. 5.5s are nowhere to be seen right now. So I like the number a bit more that is currently, but I feel like 5.5. I still don't trust this Cardinals team. I think they beat a Niners team that is just frail, right? Just a bit frail right now. Plus, it was a division game. We know how those go sometimes. So I really don't trust this. I could see this going, like, the game they had versus the Bills to start the season, because I don't trust the defense in general. I don't trust, they're not really getting pressure on the QB. So although the offense can move the ball a bit, I feel like the Packers are just a more complete team in general.
I think there's a chance Jaden Reed gets hot early and then this goes downhill for the Cardinals fast. That is a possibility.
Pretty much.
What's your favorite word? Well, range of outcome? That's in the range of outcomes.
Yeah, range of outcomes. Word of the year. Right now. So, yeah, Green Bay here as well. Okay, so this one is probably going to surprise you. So, this is the 4-1 Houston Texans at the 1-4 New England Patriots. The Patriots are 7.5 point underdogs versus the Houston Texans. The Patriots are now going to be starting Drake May at QB. That came out this week. Jacoby Brissett is benched. So Drake May, we'll see what Drake May can do here. The Houston Texans will be without Nico Collins. He's on IR for 4 weeks. He won't play. Hamstring injury. And call me crazy, but I'm going to go with the Pats +7.5. I just think, and again, I don't want to be a hater, but in this league, in a team versus, like, for example, the Houston Texans, that versus the Bills, they tried to blow that game as well. They didn't play great whatsoever. The only thing that defense can do, it's creating pressure on the QB, which, again, it's probably all they need to do versus Drake May. But still, in this league, wouldn't it be, like, the most normal thing ever if the rookie QB came in and, like, the team that is a 7.5 point favorite goes in there and loses that game? I'm kind of tempted to just sprinkle a tiny little bit on the Patriots money line as well.
So, here's the thing. I do think 7.5 points is too many points.
It is.
Especially
the line.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the line right now has moved a bit. You can get a few 6.5s. So we're getting like one extra point here.
I would bet 6.5 on Houston. The problem is, Houston kind of has this tendency to play down to their opponents a bit. And a lot of these games that Houston's played have been, at least against the weaker competition, has been closer than is very comfortable. It's the reason that you thought they were fraudulent at the start of the year until they played against the Bills, apparently.
I still think they're fraudulent.
God damn it, dude. Oh, I really, really, really want to bet New England here. I do think that is just too many points. The only thing that is keeping me against betting on New England is the fact that, like, it's Gerard Mayo. It's his rookie quarterback. He's going to run the same boring, tired, old, let's keep it safe offense. And I don't think that's conducive of scoring points. They were a bottom five offense before Drake May, and I am confident that the way they scheme, they will continue to be a bottom five offense after Drake May, especially in his first game. I do not think New England will get points. But I don't know if Houston will get 7.5 more points than them.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Because you've been seeing this league for quite a while. You've been seeing the NFL for a bit now. Yeah. I've seen the NFL for a bit now. Yeah. Let me put you this scenario on the table. Yeah. So the team is fed up about Jacoby Brissett. Like, they wanted to change at QB.
I think ownership is done with Jacoby. I think Gerard Mayo.
I think if you
got Gerard Mayo on their lie detector test, he said he would still be starting Jacoby Brissett.
Mayo would probably, but I think the team in general, like the defense, the offense, like every piece on that team, I think they wanted to change because they've seen enough with Brissett. Like, they've seen enough of this offense with Brissett. Can't you see a scenario? And let's assume that it is the team that wanted the change in general. Like, they were frustrated. There were plenty of reports that he was losing the locker room. The guys were on edge. They were tired of this. Let's say this all led to the change at QB. And now the team comes out versus a Bills team that has a weak secondary. They are without one of their cornerbacks this week, if I'm not mistaken, like Kamari Lassiter. I believe he's going to miss the game. The only thing that they do well is just the press rush. Like, secondary is rubbish. They are without Nico Collins. Tank Dell is still not back 100%. Joe Mixon is probably back, but, like, how much can he actually impact the game? Because I'm not sure if he's 100% back from that hamstring injury. Let's say all of this happens. The defense steps up. The offense moves the ball a bit. Can't you see this being one of those games in which you're, like, surprised that the offense can't do anything versus the Patriots defense? The Patriots offense scores, like, I don't know, 13 points, and this ends, like, 7-13. Can't you see this type of game? Because this is what I'm seeing right now.
See, I would have been on board with, like, 20-13. And then it just barely missing. But so in times like this, I think it's best to go against Alex. So I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay. Hey, I like the Patriots pick quite a bit. This is going to be a mineral for me.
This next line can't be real.
This next line is not all that different from the current line, I'll tell you that much. But it is a bit different. Yeah, the line moved the point from what we have.
You're up, dude.
No, it's you. It's your game.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah. Your games are on the right.
I spent so much time debating that, I thought that was me.
No. Your games are on the right.
Okay. So, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are at home and favored by 2.5 points, starting Spencer Rattler.
Okay, wait, no. This line is most definitely not correct. Okay, no. So the line.
Now you know why I was laughing at this line.
Yeah, because I saw that Tampa Bay was favored. Now, okay, so this is going to be kind of a layup. We said, yeah. But then it's gonna fuck us, right?
It's Tampa Bay. Like, this isn't a real line. This is
versus the Spencer Rattler helmed New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be like the craziest thing if he took over this job and he just ran with it? Because the car is gonna be out.
I actually think that might actually happen. Like, I'm not sure if I'm bold enough to say I think the Saints defense is good enough to win, but the Bucs offense is also really fucking good. That's the thing. And like the New England game, except New England, you get 7 points. In this game, you have to give up 3 points, basically.
The line flipped. Now it's Saints plus 3.5.
Okay. Oh, I would consider the Saints on that. But yeah. I do think there is an off chance. Spencer Rattler comes in. And who knows, maybe he even does like this Justin Fields thing where he just targets fucking Chris Olave, but that scores enough points to cover that line or maybe even win with how good the Saints defense is.
He did say that one thing that he knows how to do is get the ball in Chris Olave's hand. So
he's a winner in my book then. But but I can't give up basically 3 points on that whimsical idea. If I was getting points, sure. Giving up 2.5 points, no.
Yeah.
You have to go with the safe pick and go with the Bucks.
Yeah. The Bucks is the layup for what we have here. I agree that probably plus 3.5. I'd probably go with the Saints. But I could see, like, if you look at the advanced stats for the Bucks, it is really not that good of a team in terms of, like, their overall performance. And you look at the Saints, and it's like the Saints are a bit better, but it's like, especially the offensive side of the ball, it's really boosted by those first 2 weeks that appear to be complete like mirages. So
Kamara went off those weeks too.
Yeah, and it's like their offense was playing at a Pats like 2009 level. So
yeah.
Let's chill out on that. They are not at that level. They are back to being the Saints that we know. So again, like for the line that we have, it doesn't matter. For the current line at plus 3.5, I probably take the Saints. Because I wouldn't be surprised if they upset the Bucks here in a spot in which like it looks like everything is against the Saints and they just come out and Rattler plays well and they get the win. Wouldn't be shocked by that. But current line, it's the Bucks plus two and a half. Yeah. Okay, the Cleveland Browns at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 8.5 point favorites. Yeah, the Browns are
dusting, I honestly, man. I have no idea where I'm going with this, and I'm not sure you have any idea where you're going with this. This is like,
oh, I have.
You know where you're going. I don't, because here's the thing. You either like have to do the fool's errand of trusting fucking Deshaun Watson offense to put up points, or you have to go with the team that you hate and give up 8.5 points, the Eagles.
I am most definitely going with the team that I hate, and I'll give them 8.5 points purely because they have Lynn Johnson back, they will have AJ Brown back, and they will have Devonta Smith back. So every important piece on offense is back. The Browns defense is really overhyped from the priors that we have on preseason about them.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I think the defense is really good. I think the fact that Deshaun Watson's offense is so anemic makes it so that they play worse than they actually are.
I don't know. I feel like the defense also isn't clicking, and it's not because of how much they are in the field. I feel like it's in general, they're just kind of rubbish. I don't know. It feels like last season it even got boosted purely due to the teams that
here's they were all I know. The worst line. Defense is the Deshaun Watson offense.
Yeah, that's true. I'll just go with the Eagles here. -8.5. I feel like this team is about dusted. I feel like Stefanski is about to pull the plug on this. He's probably just waiting for the okay from ownership to pull the plug, and it's going to be bye-bye for Deshaun Watson. So
8.5 is a lot of points.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to go with it, man. Like 8.5, 10.5. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I can't. It's, and again, this is probably like the most
fool's gold of the week, because it's a team coming off a bye, getting all of their offensive pieces back, versus a team that just got humiliated versus the Washington Commanders. They're getting a big number. This feels like a trap, but it's a trap that I'm going to fall in, because I can't find a reason to back Cleveland, man.
Oh my God. I don't know. I want to pick the Eagles. It's kind of like, it's the same thing with the Patriots, in a way, except the Patriots might actually have a better offense, and that's sad to say. But I don't think the Browns are winning, but 8.5 points is a lot of fucking points, dude.
Hey,
you know what?
I'm fine with it.
I'm going to go with the Browns. Just go against Alex logic. I don't feel good. This is not a feel-good, like, place your bets now kind of feeling. This is more of a, yeah, I guess, kind of feeling. But, yeah, I'm going with the Browns. This probably ends up hurting me.
Just like last week.
So, yeah, they just continue. They're the new Chargers. They're the new Chargers.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. They are your new Chargers.
And now I have no idea what to title this offense. I thought I hit it, the title of the fucking pod with the worst defense is the Deshaun Watson offense, but now Browns are Angelo's new Chargers is also. Damn it! Alex, why do you put me in these situations?
There you go. Just giving you titles.
Just giving me titles. Okay. Titles. All right. This is me, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh. Oh, my God. Okay. Here I go. The Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. This game's basically a pick 'em. The Colts are favored by 1.5 points. And like, I don't. Have the Titans won a game this week? Not this week, this year.
They have won. No. The Titans have won one.
Oh, against the Dolphins. Nice.
So it's like half a win, basically.
I can't keep letting the Titans hurt me. The Dolphins are basically like half a team without, and even less without Tua, because the Dolphins aren't known for defense. Let's get it real here, guys. The Dolphins are known for scoring a bunch of points, putting pressure on the opposing team to score points, and then the defense takes advantage of that. They didn't have that. They didn't have the key part of the formula here. Yeah. Anthony Richardson is probably starting.
He is back. Oh, he practiced in full today.
This could be bad. We could see two pick sixes from different teams in this game from both of the teams.
Hey, right now the only thing that I know will cash every single week is a parlay of Will Levis interception with Patrick Mahomes interception. You parlay those two, you get like, I don't know, plus 200 or plus 300 ons, and you cash that every single week so far. That's like the one thing.
Give me the Colts. I don't like it, but give me the Colts.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to pick the Colts, and then I realized that the line completely shifted, and it's now Colts +3. So, with that in mind, I probably will take Tennessee +1.5. Purely because, like, the Titans, I really don't want to trust the Titans, but it's a team off the bye.
Welcome to the pain.
Yeah, Tennessee is out of a bye. They will get 1.5. The Colts, like, they are without JT. They are without Michael Pittman. It feels like things aren't going all that well. So I'm just going to go with Tennessee +1.5. Next up.
Oh, God.
The late slates. We have the Los Angeles Chargers off a bye at the Denver Broncos. The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. Off a bye. I think I'm going to go with the Chargers -3.5. I feel like this Broncos team is playing better right now. They are 3-2. They haven't beat the best of teams, but I don't think it really matters. I think they've played okay, just in general. But I feel like the Chargers team has a better unit in terms of the defense. So I'm just going to go with the Chargers rested off a bye, hoping Herbert is back to 100%. That's my rationale here. Fairly straightforward. Best unit. Chargers defense, that's what I'm going with.
I'm going to take the points, and I'm going to go Broncos +3.5.
Okay. I think both sides are pretty arguable right now. It's not a pick that I like on both sides, so just going to go with the bye. Okay, you're up.
All right, here's a game that probably needs subbed out. Pittsburgh at Raiders. Pittsburgh is actually favored by 3.5 points. Is Justin Fields or is Russell Wilson starting? Alex, do you know?
I do not know. I mean, when Russell was hurt, we didn't know until like game day. Now he's, I believe the quote was that he's fully healthy. So the timing is kind of fun, isn't it? Kind of knew this would happen as soon as Fields fucked up a bit more. The calf was doing fine, man. The calf was perfect. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's Russell Wilson. But I wouldn't also be surprised if this is like the last edition of Justin Fields to see what he can do versus this okay-ish Raiders defense that now won't have Christian Wilkins this week. But it's probably Fields, but I think that it's that there's a chance that it's Russell Wilson. Let's put it like that. It's 80% or 70% Fields, 20-30% Russell Wilson.
So I don't like chance. I like consistency. So give me the Raiders. I at least know what I'm getting with the Raiders.
You're getting AOC at QB.
But at least I know what I'm getting.
Okay. Again, like it has been my rule of thumb with the Steelers, best unit is the defense. Steelers -3.5, it is for me. I mean, it should have cashed on Sunday Night Football this past week versus the Cowboys. Because when the defense gets 3 turnovers, you kind of need to win that game. But no, it's Fields at QB, so it is what it is. But I'll go back to my rule of thumb. The Steelers -3.5, and we hope that Justin Fields doesn't start. So, okay. The Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. The Falcons are 6.5-point favorites versus the Panthers.
Honestly, with how the Falcons played last week, I'm surprised that this isn't closer to like 8 or 10 with how much hype that the Falcons must have right now.
I don't know, dude. I feel like this Carolina team can stay in a few games. I think I'm going to go with Carolina +6.5. This is a divisional game. Dalton has been okay. They faced a rough Bears defense this past week. The Falcons faced a soft Buccaneers defense this past week on Thursday Night Football. I think like the other shoe is probably going to drop a bit. And so I'm just going to go with Carolina +6.5. The defense is a real concern, like what they can do versus the Falcons offense. That's my main concern here. But in terms of offense, I think like Andy Dalton can throw the ball quite a bit. Xavier Leggett is back healthy. So I think I'm going to go with the Panthers +6.5.
The Panthers can stay in some games, but this is not one of them. Give me the Falcons.
Okay. Next up.
Detroit at Dallas. Detroit is favored by off a bye is favored by 3.5. Dallas is in prime time.
No, not prime time.
Well, 4.5 slot. Oh, that's
right. Yeah, 4.5.
Okay. They almost got prime time. They should be they should be slotted into the primetime, because the primetime game probably shouldn't be the primetime game. I'm not gonna lie.
I think it's going to be a good game.
Give me the Lions.
Right there with you, mate. 3.5, give me the Lions. This Cowboys team is an absolute atrocity, and they just managed to get a win versus a Fields-led Steelers team that couldn't really score any points on a last second, almost last minute touchdown to a guy with a, I don't know, what the heck did he have? I believe he had like a sprained nut or something like that. So that's kind of wild. And he got a touchdown with a sprained testicle. So kind of wild that they couldn't cover that. But here we are, and just give me the Detroit Lions, man. This Cowboys team is an atrocity.
It's on you, boo-boo.
Okay. Cincinnati Bengals, your own Cincinnati Bengals at the New York Football Giants. The Giants are 3.5-point underdogs on this game. They are 2-3. They have a better record than the Cincinnati Bengals, surprisingly enough. I just saw this Giants team up close versus my Seattle Seahawks. And I feel like this Giants team, much like I thought at the start of the season, it's kind of underrated. Like, the defense, although not great, they're playing okay, and they're getting pressure on the QBs. And on offense, like, even without Malik Nabers, they were still playing okay. They managed to sustain a few drives, especially at the start of the game. So, Tyrone Tracy played great in relief of Devin Singletary, who was not injured. I don't know if Malik Nabers will be back this week, because
apparently...
He's questionable. He hasn't practiced yet. I believe he needs to practice tomorrow in order to be a go. So I don't know if he's going to play. But at 3.5, I kind of want to take the Giants. I feel like they're getting a bit underrated here at plus 3.5. But I could also see this being the get-right game for Burrow. So I'm going to go with Cincinnati minus 3.5. And I feel like this is going to be a side everyone is on. Everyone is going to be on Cincinnati, minus 3.5. So I kind of wanted to get away, but in prime time, I have my doubts here. And if Nabers is not going, could be bad.
Yeah. It's definitely hurt me, but I'm going with Cincinnati. I'm sticking with Cincinnati.
I feel like we're going to be on the wrong side of this. Not going to lie.
I do too, but
I don't think you guys lose this game.
I don't either. But here's the thing. Yeah, if Malik Nabers plays, I do think this is going to be, like, funny enough, similar to the Ravens game, where just both teams are just scoring constantly. But if Nabers does not play, there is a chance that we just run through this team.
Yeah. But again, we thought the same thing last week with the Seahawks. And this Giant team just doesn't get away, even in the Dallas Cowboys game, for example, on Thursday Night Football, that they had a couple of weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Like, they ended up losing that game, but it always felt like they had a chance of getting back into the game. They were always close. So I feel like this team has no quit in them. I feel like this is an underrated team. So this is why I think we're going to be on the wrong side, because they're going to get like a touchdown that puts the game in like 3-point range, something along those lines. And it's going to be like Cincinnati wins by 3 or wins by like 2 because they were like by 1 because they go for a 2 on the last touchdown of the game, for example, something along those lines.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Last game, Angelo.
I have the last game. You want to know something funny that I noticed?
What?
Before I get to this last one. I don't think we've gone a week without saying the name Malik Nabers. we've gone multiple weeks without mentioning Marvin Harrison Jr. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Yeah. He had another down game this week.
Huh?
He had another down game this week.
Are you ready to say Malik Nabbers is the wide receiver one of this class?
No, not yet. I feel like my priors are still strong here. So
okay. I'm not saying Marvin's bad. In fact, Marvin has looked like a fucking monster in some weeks, but
I will give you that it's closer now than it was preseason for me. Like, very close. Like, they're in the same tier now, at least.
Yeah, no. They were always in the same tier. Oh, my God.
For you, I thought Marv was, like, clear.
Such a hater for Malik, man.
I'll give you that I was wrong on Brian Thomas Jr., though.
Yeah, that's you were. Brian Thomas also.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I drafted more of him. Oh, well.
I remember that I had the chance of drafting him in Manning League in, like, the second round. And I'm beating myself over that
one. Yes, because I went Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. So I should have taken Brian.
As I said, my processes seem to not be working. Let me steal someone else's. And then I could have had a draft where I had Malik Nabbers and Brian Thomas Jr. And that's... I would have won that.
You live and you learn.
Jesus. Oh, well. All right. Buffalo Bills at New York Jets. The Buffalo Bills are favored on the road by 3.5 points. Oh, man. The Jets just hired their coach. So, like, something we don't talk about enough is the fact that, yeah, there's, like, a new quarterback coming in and playing, but there's also, like, this thing where when there's an interim or a new head coach, that first game, the team plays better, too.
They have that boost. Yeah. But the one thing is, though, it's usually when the coach that is fired is not that great or, like, the team is out on him. Right now, I don't think that's true. I think there was a player on that team that was out on the coach because the coach wanted one guy out of that team. And that didn't match, and the coach had to go. I think for example, Sauce said today on the media, he said that he still feels like he's fighting out there for his coach, that he still likes his coach very much. It feels like that decision wasn't because the team gave up on him. It feels like someone in that team gave out, but it wasn't the team in general. So
that said, the Bills seem to have this tendency of getting punched down and then coming back up. We saw it with the Ravens. And I think we're about to see it with the Texans. So I'm going with Buffalo by 3.5.
This is... As much as I don't like it, I think I'm going to go with the Jets plus 3.5. Purely because it feels like we weren't actually all that wrong about the Bills. This offense doesn't seem to be clicking right now. I also believe that...
Very hot and cold.
Yeah, very hot and cold. James Cook is questionable this week as well. He hasn't been practicing as far as I know. And the defense is also not all that great. So I'm just left here in this kind of...
They are who we thought they were! Damn it!
Yeah. Plus, like, Josh Allen versus the Jets isn't, like, the best success story for him. So just all in all now, is that Sal or is that the Jets in general? Like, some players just struggle versus certain teams. I don't know, but I'm going to go with the Jets plus 3.5 here. And that's all. Oh, we're missing the minerals. Give me your top three. Give me your minerals, then.
So Alex has never predicted a Thursday night game, right? So obviously my first one's going to be San Francisco at Seattle.
Those stats are coming in hot. Okay, so is that what, gold? Or is that bronze? Okay, San Francisco minus 2.5.
I think the Commanders and Baltimore game is a layup, so that should be silver.
Washington plus 6.5.
And I kind of want to go with Tampa Bay as the last one, but I think I'm going to be a little spicy here, and I'm going to go Jacksonville Jaguars in London as the last versus the Bears.
That's Jacksonville plus 1.5.
Yeah, that's a bold one.
Okay.
As Alex said, Jacksonville didn't get to fly into London yet.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a bold one as well. For bronze, that's New England plus 7.5. For silver, that's Tampa Bay plus 2.5. And for gold, we're going to go with gold. I'm having a bit more difficulty here.
I'm surprised you didn't include Washington.
They are in consideration, but I feel like that game can go south fairly quick. For my gold pick, I'm going to go with Chicago minus 1.5.
Ooh, okay. So one of us is going to get a mineral pick right, and one of us is going to get a mineral pick wrong. I like it.
I'm just guaranteeing that. Okay. Yep. Anything else to add here?
Nope, this had to be a quickie because we are exhausted. You're going to get – I think this is a fairly good energy episode, but you are going to get – a lot of hot topics coming up on either Saturday or Sunday. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to be recording tomorrow. You're going to listen to it either on Saturday or Sunday, and you're going to be listening to this either prior to Thursday Night Football or right after when you realize this is up.
Oh, no, it's hopefully going to be prior. This is 6.
Depending on when, like, they see it, but the downloads turned on, as I usually say, and you'll get it right away. So, guys, thank you very much for listening, staying up until right now, listening to us talk about the picks. Again, as I always say, if you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, if you're listening on the Spotify app, wherever you listen to your podcasts, make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Make sure to leave us a comment as well. You can do that on Spotify, at least. I know that much. And turn on the auto downloads. That really helps out the show. And again, it's free. So what more can I ask? Or what more can we ask that is like easier to do than that? And if you're listening on the YouTube, just you know what to do. All the things that you've been doing for quite a while right now. Enjoy Thursday Night Football, or hope you enjoy Thursday Night Football if you're listening after the game. And I'll talk to you guys back on Saturday or Sunday. Have a good one.
See you guys.